That's your great performance at the weekend. The boys must be bubbling with confidence.
Yeah, good result, but just as importantly, a really good performance, strong performance, you know, both collectively and individually. We had a lot of strong performances from them, as we say. So, yeah, we'd look to carry that on now. That's the level they've set themselves, and we aim to maintain that, albeit, you know, going to the top of the table, Peterborough, on Saturday. But a game that we're really looking forward to.
Yeah, some tough games coming up, isn't it? What are you expecting from Peterborough?
Well, they've changed the way they play a little bit. They've gone to three centre-halves. The two centre midfielders just in front and are really difficult to break down. They don't lose many goals. And obviously they've got the attacking threat. Madison, who just plays off the front. Two really lively strikers. So all in all, it'll be a test. We'll have to defend well. There's no doubt about that. But we're, you know, we do, home or away, we go to carry a threat. You know, we're in a good goal-scoring form at the minute. You know, we're scoring freely, and long may that continue.
You must have been impressed with the way, obviously, Charlie got his three goals, but the link-up he had with Dominic as well up top.
Yeah, we went through all areas of the game afterwards, and, you know, people saw he played well, and that's probably Dom's best game for us, you know, up there with Charlie. He was very good, both of them, Gilead, and you can run through the three in the midfield, the full-backs did well, the centre-halves, you go throughout the side, so, but it was, it'll be slightly different on Saturday, because there'll be probably less space with them playing three centre-halves as opposed to Bristol Rovers' two, where we knew we'd better get down sides of them. Saturday might be a little bit different, so we'll have a little look how we approach it, but certainly going it, you know, as a group, very confident, but individually I'm sure most of the players are feeling good about themselves and are in a good place, and we've got to take that belief and togetherness into the game.
Have the international boys come back fit and well?
Yeah, well, Shane McCartney's come really, you know, he came in on Tuesday, Adam had a bit of work, he came in today, but yeah, Adam looks nice to, you know, welcome into the fold, settled down well, but Shane, you know, he's finishing Tuesday, Thursday, was top draw. So he's come back with a spring in his step, and looking forward to having him involved in obviously in the game Saturday.
Are you expecting Adam to play then, or is he going to have to wait his turn?
We'll see. We'll have another day tomorrow, and look how, you know, obviously gives us an option of being able to play three at the back. But you know, he settled in really well. He's ready to play. There's no doubt about that. As is Shea. As is a few of the lads who are sitting on the bench at the minute, desperate to get involved. So it's again, we've got options, and you know, we can use different alternatives how we're going to play. But it's something we'll be ready for once we come Saturday.
How much of a boost was it to get Adam in so late in the window, given that he knows the level so well as well?
Yeah, and it come from left field, really. We've been really unfortunate with three or four for different reasons, how they've broken down at the last minute. So it had been difficult, and then to get Adam out of the blue, you know, as I say, you don't expect to go to a club, sign for a club, and then, you know, a month later or 6 weeks later that you become surplus to what they require. So yeah, as he said, he knows the league, puts in a lot of strong performances, and he's a good addition.
And you said at the weekend, only 4 months until the madness starts again, but it must be nice now to know you've got your squad, and that's it, and you've got to work with these guys.
Exactly, yeah, and it's not as though we're looking for, you know, I'm still getting agents on to me about, you know, lads who are out of contract and are available and free. I've just saw Oxford have picked somebody up today. But it's not as though we're looking for anybody. We're happy with the squad, the strength of it in depth as well as in quality. We just focus now what we've got to work with.
If the right one came along, would you never say never?
Well, no, I mean, again, I think we've got enough, you know, with everyone being fit now, if you had a spate of injuries. The trouble is, if you're bringing somebody in now or out of contract, are they going to be fit enough? You know, does it take you a month to get them up to speed? So, you never say never, but it's not something we're actively looking for. When an agent comes on, is there anything that you require? The answer's no at this moment in time.
Right, just a word on Reuven, how long is he going to be out for?
He's back in today. He got 3 or 4 days off to go back to Germany because there's not a lot he could do. You know, he's still in a lot of discomfort, although he's walking freely. I still think you're looking 4 to 6 weeks, but not being a physio, I'm not sure. But he's back in with the group, and it was nice to see him today.
It's going to be quite competitive, isn't it? That number one shirt, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course, and that's what you want, competition for all over, every place in the team, and that's what I think we're getting.